Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Queen of Cats by John G. Harkness. Narrated by Tim Campbell. Part 1. Betrayal. Chapter 1. Romarin's feet slid on the slick cobblestones as he rounded the corner, threatening to send him sprawling into the street and under the wheels of a cartload of whiskey barrels. Scrambling madly and bowling over a rotund matron loaded down with laundry, the slight thief regained his footing and dashed off down an unlit alley. He ducked into a darkened doorway as four mailed, spear-toting guards barreled down the street. Romarin sagged with relief, but kept to the shadows as he crept slowly to the mouth of the alley. Romarin peered back the way he'd run, ducking back into the shadows as two more heavy-set guards came into view at more a trot than a sprint. They clattered past, chainmail and breastplate shattering the stillness of the night with their cacophonous rattle. Romarin stayed frozen until they were long past, then exited the alley and walked back the way he'd come, affecting a casual swagger to hide the adrenaline-fueled trembling in his legs. "That was close, Remoron." The voice in his head was dry as burnt toast, and Romarin glanced down at his belt. The black hilt of a dagger hung there, a ruby set into the pommel. In the heart of the ruby, a small light flickered as if there were a flame dancing within the gem.
"Trand, you're back. I thought I left you in the belly of the first guard," Romarin whispered, long practice allowing him to converse with a dagger with the barest hint of moving lips.
"I'm not that easy to get rid of. We're stuck with each other until you're dead or I'm released from this stupid curse.
Or I smelt you down into earrings for that good-looking tavern wench I met last week. What was her name again?"
The dagger didn't answer.
Grateful for the rare silence.